Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Happy to hear the Money Pit music. Money Pit music. Because that means Tommy the K is close by. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement radio program, heard around the country and around the world. It has 43 million listeners every weekend.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, okay.
Well, listen,
go for that.
I'm holding a good thought for you, whether you're laughing
you
at.
You are, man. You are.
I expect the same in return. I expect you to hold the thought that there'd be 43 million people listening to this program.
Oh, yeah. Let's add a digit. Oh, wait. There aren't that many Americans.
Okay. So how many Americans can we? We got Americans
what
listening.
Got?
Americans.
Yeah. What do we got? 250 million?
No, 300, actually. Now 303. Yeah, okay. To be specific.
Yes, and every one of them is a Doug Steffen fan.
Yes, absolutely, or you'll pay the price, one or the other. Tom Kreitler is here from the Quantum Home Improvement radio program. So there are a number of things that perhaps are on your mind, and if you have a question, you ought to send it along to Tom. It's tom@moneypit.com, or you can send it to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. Whichever, we'll get to him sooner or later, so he promised.
And
we should ask
Tom about Christmas lights, too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Rich.
Yeah.
You really think that's a good idea?
There are some dangerous Christmas lights out there.
Oh, my God.
Pilots in the sky.
All right. So we'll see if we can get we'll get down to the nitty-gritty. What do you get for Christmas lights? What's the safest? That report coming up here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you need to pull an all-nighter? Need to stay up all the night long? Well, there's a smart way to do it. Here's the science of it. Now, students regularly pull all-nighters around finals time, and even the most seasoned employees are required to work every now and then until the very, very wee hours of the morning. But how do you stay up all night and get through the following workday? That's the problem. If you must work late, try to get at least 4.5 hours of sleep. Why? Most restorative sleep occurs within this time frame. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must work late, shoot for at least 4.5 hours of sleep. You'll be able to function the next day, but only at a very minimal level. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane!
No, it's just Christmas
lights.
It's
a laser light! All right, so a lot of people are buying these laser lights irresponsibly, it would seem, because they could be dangeroso. How, in general, do you decide what are the good Christmas lights or not, Tommy?
Well, I think you're talking about those lights that cast the like the star patterns on the side of the house. And apparently, there's been complaints from pilots that they're missing your house and continuing up into the sky and causing some distraction. So that's a concern. I bet they didn't see that one coming.
What about safe Christmas lights in general?
Should everybody be going LED now, Tom?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's really where it's going. The LED lights are so much more efficient. They're also more durable. You know, I always get annoyed that every year you pull out a string of lights that worked perfectly last year and now it doesn't work. Mm-mm. And, you know, they always tell you on the packages if one light goes out, the string stays on. But the thing is, those lights never burn out. What happens is they loosen up in the socket. So then you have to go bulb by bulb by bulb and try to find the loose one if you can. And if you can't, you end up just tossing the whole darn thing away. But I think the LED lights today are more durable and they use a lot less power, which means you can put more strings together. Because that's, you talk about safety, Doug. I mean, that's one right there.
Yeah.
They don't heat up. Exactly. Right. So that's why they're a lot more efficient.
All right. So that's good news. Here's a question from Karen, who has a brick house with a wall inside the garage that was painted 20 years ago. The paint is loose, turning to fine powder. How do I safely remove the paint from the walls?
You know, if your paint is so deteriorated that it's actually loose, delaminating, or turning into a powder, the powder, you know, you can try to scrape that off, but if you can't remove it that way, you really need to strip the paint. You know, when you have multiple layers of paint like that on a surface, Doug, over the years, they eventually will delaminate, and you can't put good paint over bad paint because it will not stick.
I was thinking the very same thing, Richie. It's a great song called Brick House.
Yep.
That all came into our minds when we heard the story from Karen about her brick house. If your house is brick or wood or stucco, whatever it is, you can find remedies for your problems by going to MoneyPit.com. Better yet, listening to the radio program, The Downcast. Good day.
The Downcast.
Podcast, which you can download. Tom Kreitler, pleasure to have you on the program as usual here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.